smoking and drinking tend to go together. Teenagers who drink are twice as likely as others to light up. One study found that raising the drinking age from 18 to 21 in America reduced smoking among the affected age group. It works in reverse, too. Raising taxes on cigarettes has been found to taper teenage drinking. So surely lawmakers should rush to implement an e-cigarette tax. The answer is not so simple. Many smokers use e-cigarettes to reduce harm from their habit. Some also use e-cigarettes to quit traditional cigarettes. A review of 78 studies, mostly from America, Britain and Italy, found that people are more likely to stop smoking for at least 6 months when using nicotine e-cigarettes compared with other methods. England's National Health Service, or NHS, encourages e-cigarette use for quitting smoking. A tax increase on e-cigarettes, or an outright ban, could encourage smokers to switch to traditional cigarettes. A separate American study found that a $1 increase in e-cigarette taxes reduced daily vaping but increased cigarette smoking in young adults. A good e-cigarette policy would discourage young adults while encouraging cigarette smokers to use them for quitting. Requiring a prescription for e-cigarettes could help. The NHS announced in October 2021 that it may do just that. But Catherine McLean, one of the San Francisco study's authors, warns that this could also have unintended consequences in America. Requiring a prescription could push e-cigarette users and young adults towards regular cigarettes or illicit vaping products. Limiting e-cigarettes could also spur drug use. Raising the drinking age in the 1980s slightly increased marijuana smoking among young people. Raising the price of vaping could do the same, especially in states that have legalized the drug. Ms. McLean recommends stacking taxes so that the more harmful products are taxed at a higher rate than their less harmful substitutes. Young people tend to be cash-strapped, so even a small tax increase could deter use. Tighter regulation is also a possible answer. Britain and the European Union regulate the amount of nicotine in e-cigarettes. Policymakers need to think beyond a targeted outcome and think more broadly, says Ms. McLean.